Well, it's that time of the year again. It's time to think about Christmas trees. So we're going to talk about Christmas trees this morning. The Atlantic Lions Club is having its annual Christmas tree sale going on once again. Greg Schuler, Mary Virginia Lynam are in with us here this morning, members of the Atlantic Lions Club to visit. Good morning.
Good morning.
All together. Hey, excellent. Very good. That'll be the next thing the Lions will do, will be the Christmas choir. Maybe not.
Probably not.
Not with you, anyway.
No,
huh?
Not with me. Okay. I can't carry a tune in the bucket. So.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Christmas tree sales right now. That's the important thing. There are a lot of folks out there that still like the old-fashioned live Christmas tree, right?
Sure. They never go out of style.
No, they don't.
Always in style. You know, and then there's something about the fragrance of a real tree that you don't get with an artificial one. And that's what keeps them coming back.
Well, so. And don't you think it's kind of a family thing, too? It's a lot more fun to go out as a family and pick out the perfect tree than it is to just, haul it out of the box and put it back together.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, we've had several families come down and pick out their trees with their kids and stuff.
Yeah, good time for them, too. And fortunately, the weather's not too bad right now.
Yeah, so, it's been pretty good.
Yeah, folks want to get out and do that, they can. Now, you guys are at Hy-Vee again this year, right?
That's right.
That's been a good marriage for you, hasn't it, Ben?
Pretty good.
It's worked out very good, yes.
It's a nice location.
Mm-hmm. It's visible. You got built-in traffic. And you also got some help, I guess, too, in times when it's difficult to get enough hands out there to get things done.
Yeah. And it's a good windbreak, too, there.
That's the important part, you bet. Well, what are the hours this year for the Lions tree sales out at Hy-Vee?
We're right now from 10:30 in the morning to 7:30 at night, and 7 days a week.
Okay.
And so,
Sunday is, I think, 12 to 7:30.
Not quite so early on Sunday, but... After church, you're good to go on Sundays.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Excellent. What type of variety do you have this year for trees?
We got Scotch pine, white pine, and then Fraser's.
Okay. And folks have their favorites.
Yeah.
And they're all sizes. From, I think the smallest is about, 5 feet?
Yeah, and, 4.5, 5 foot, yeah.
And they go up to over 6 foot, some of them.
We actually had... About 3 of them that were close to 14 foot, but they're all gone. They were all spoken for. So.
Oh, wow. Somebody's got some tall ceilings.
Well, they ended up having to cut part of them off, to be honest with you.
I bet they did. A little tough.
And I might add, these are Wisconsin trees, and they're all fresh cut.
Are you getting them from the same farm?
Yeah, we've gotten them from there for as long as I can remember. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, and you get some help getting those back here, don't you?
Con Brothers. From Lyman, or not Lewis,
mm-hmm.
hauls them back for us. So.
Helping to get those back again, too. And so they're fresh cut. They're right off the farm. Haul them down here, and away you go. Mm-hmm. Good and fresh, because that's what folks want. Don't want needles falling off and fire hazards in their home. Get those things home and get them taken care of. Now, do you have the tree bags then, too?
Yep, tree bags. And we do have a few stands, too. Even.
Okay, so they can pretty much find whatever they need.
Yeah, Fairway ended up donating a couple boxes of tree stands and we're selling them. So
very good. So folks, it's kind of your one-stop shop for Christmas trees.
That's right.
You can get whatever you like. Well, I know folks have their preferences with the different types of trees and things too. Mm-hmm. Do you have a good variety? I mean, are there plenty of all of those different brands?
Yeah,
different varieties.
Mm-hmm. Well, some are kind of a long needle, and some of them are a very short needle. Mm-hmm. And some people just prefer the long needle over the short needle. They're a softer-looking tree. They're not as compact and that sort of thing.
So. And you've got plenty of each, right?
Yes.
Yep.
How many trees did you buy this year?
400.
I mean, wow, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. And you sold most of them again last year.
We had a few left over last year, so that's why we cut. We had 450 last year, and then we backed it off.
Well, that's still quite a few. 400 trees is a lot.
Yeah.
Did you have to unload the truck?
Be honest with you, yeah, I helped, but we had plenty of help this year.
Did you?
It didn't only take about a half hour. So.
Yeah, well, I know that's always the difficult thing with stuff like this is getting enough hands to get everything taken care of. The Lions put a lot of effort into making sure that this is taken care of from, just after Thanksgiving when the tree sales start till they're all gone. Mary Virginia, how many hours are you going to spend out there this year?
Well, I'm signed up this Thursday afternoon, and I'll probably sign up for another time or two. It all depends. If they sell out before, why then I won't be signing up that many times.
Well, and Greg, I mean, people are going to look at you and say, well, you farm for a living. You're done for the year. You got all this free time. You can come spend your whole day there.
Well, there's been a few days I've felt like it.
You do spend a lot of time, though, there.
Yeah, all of us try to.
Yeah.
I want to add something, too. We give away most of our profits that we make on this. It goes for charities. It goes for lots of many things because Lions do a lot of things that people really not aware of. And Greg will agree with me, won't you?
We
do a lot that a lot of people don't know about. But that's what our profits go for our waffle supper and our pancake supper.
Right.
And this tree sales is something that it supports a lot of things that people don't really know about.
How does this one stack up compared to some of the dinners and things that you have for fundraisers? Is it a pretty good one?
This is probably our best one of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So this is very important, not just to getting folks trees in their homes, but helping out all the causes that you help.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah.
And it's not just, I mean, this is part of Lions Club International. It's just not about sending the money somewhere else to deal with other issues. A lot of this money stays right here for projects locally.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, most of it does, actually.
Yeah, what types of projects? I mean, we know the Lions Club does a lot with eyes, ears, things like that.
But
we buy glasses for people that have a hard time buying glasses. And one of our recent projects is we're sending money into train leader dogs and that sort of thing because that's something that is it's a new project more or less here in Iowa, right?
Yeah, well, it's been around several years, but we actually have a lady in our town that has one of the leader dogs.
So. Very good. So you can see local results, people being helped here locally from those projects.
Yeah.
Are you still doing the testing with the young children?
Yep. We just, Leon just told us we've done over 2,000 in the last few years or since we started doing it.
Now, that's a cooperative effort with a few other Lions clubs in the area, right?
Yeah. We own our camera with, I think, four other clubs, so.
Yeah, and I guess we don't want to get too much into all the medical terminology and whatever, but it's helped a lot of youngsters in the early stages of their educational lives. I mean, if you can help these kids to be able to see better, then you're helping their education.
There's been several of them come back that we found out they needed glasses, and parents didn't realize it.
So. Things that might not have been found otherwise.
That's right.
So it's a really good program to help out these folks. Well, I know you guys do a whole lot of things through the Lions Club. Mary Virginia, how long have you been involved in Lions?
Oh, several years now. Not a lot of the clubs have a women's group, but it's getting more and more all across the world that there's women's groups in Lions. My husband was a Lion for many, many years while he lived, and I was asked one day by another woman that already is a member, and I knew all the good things that they've been doing, and actually, although there are more men than women, it's a fun group. And we get to decide. I'm on the board now and get to decide on some things. And, you know, we do a lot of things that people don't know about.
Sure. So. Greg, how long have you been a member?
I would say probably around 7 years.
Would you join? Why did you join in the first place?
I think Raymond Becker actually got me to join. And
twisted your arm real hard?
Well, not too hard, but I've enjoyed it ever since. So.
How often do you meet?
Our regular meetings are the second and fourth Tuesday of the month, and then we have a board meeting the first Tuesday of the month. So.
Okay. So, and if folks would be interested in perhaps looking into the Lions Club as an option for them, would they just make a phone call to someone? How would they go about joining?
Just call us if they'd like to join. We won't turn them down. I guarantee that.
especially when you have potluck, right?
That's right.
Well, we always need more folks to get involved in a lot of the different groups around the area. We talk about that with a number of different groups that, you know, it's difficult to find a lot of volunteers these days. And, you know, it's not so much about signing all your free time away. Lions Club, I'm sure, is just like a lot of the other clubs, too. You want folks to get involved and be active, but you can choose the level of activity that you wish to participate in.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
Anytime you can get more folks involved in things like that, no matter how much they choose to do, is welcome to everybody else. If everybody does a little, nobody has to do a lot.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
And that
that's
kind of the way it goes. Again, tree sales right now is what we're concerned about. And if you can help the Lions Club out with tree sales by picking one up for your home, maybe two, maybe more. I don't know how many you need, but they've got plenty of trees this again this year. Stop out to Hy-Vee. And again, those hours are?
10:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m.
Okay. Stop on out any day.
On Sunday, we're not open as early.
Yep.
Noon to 7:30.
Yep.
All right. And that's at Hy-Vee right out there in front. It's pretty easy to find, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can't miss it.
Okay, very good. So stop on by and say hi. Maybe you can inquire about membership while you're there, too. And remember, not only are you making your family happy during the holidays with a great variety of Christmas trees, you're also making many, many other folks happy, the Lions Club members and so many of those folks that they help through your donations, too. Greg, Mary Virginia, thanks so much.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. This has been a very nice privilege for us.
Appreciate you coming in. Appreciate all the good that you do.
Thank you.